So these are meant to be, take multiple rounds.
Police say the heavy armored plates that will fit onto a vest were ordered months ago, but that recent events in Dallas and Baton Rouge underscore the need for more protection. But Lieutenant Craig Martinez says this is not about any kind of police militarization.
This isn't something we're going to be wearing every day on a traffic stop, a helmet and a rifle-plated vest. But when we need it, it's going to be there.
Martinez says some of the helmets were ordered after the Orlando shooting, in which a bullet from the assailant struck an officer's helmet and was deflected. Mark Duke, KSL News Radio.